Guess what today is apart from Are You OK Day?
Don't know. What?
Thumbs up, thumbs down Thursday.
Hey, there it is. I should have known that one.
It's been a while.
That was a gimme.
Because I was away for 2 weeks, I don't think Geordie ran thumbs up, thumbs down Thursday on our Facebook page.
Didn't see her thumb pop up once in the entire 2 weeks you were away.
So I've got two that are going down.
Oh, okay.
And one up.
All right.
All right, I'd rather have two up than and one down, but this is the way it rolls today for me.
Two separate issues with thumbs down or
yep.
one that's so bad it needed two thumbs down?
No, two separate issues with thumbs down, and we'll get to the positive after the negative, shall we?
Let's do
thumbs
that.
Down to the viral chest infection I suffered through for 2 weeks. You are a nasty piece of work and I don't wish to ever meet you again. Thumbs down to Nick Kyrgios for not only being a spoilt brat but a national embarrassment. Just when you thought he could be a better player and a better person, he lets us all down by smashing two tennis rackets after being bundled out of the US Open, his best opportunity at winning a Grand Slam. So I get why you'd be upset, but whilst his opposition player, whom won the game, was trying to, out on the court and getting some accolades, waving to the crowd, he's in the background stealing his thunder by smashing two tennis rackets.
Yeah.
You absolute prat.
It wasn't even a frustration at the tool during the game, which,
no,
you know, does
do
happen
later.
To some. Yeah, exactly.
Do it in the
He's
shed.
Done it after. Yeah.
Go back into the locker room and smash your rackets there. But not, you're an absolute prat, Nick Kyrgios. And I held out a little bit of hope for you, mate. I did. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. But I'm sorry, the chainsaw's out and your poppy's down. That's it. You're done.
I really didn't like his hip thrust at the crowd after his double celebration with Kokkinakis, which, you know, I'm sounding like an old person here, but I just thought it was just stop thrusting yourself at the crowd.
Did you just put in hip thrust with Kokkinakis?
I heard it yeah. come out, yeah.
Thumbs up. Let's move on very quickly from that. Thumbs up to Scotty from Scott Illingworth Plumbing, who helped us resurrect our bathroom after we found a leak. We had to demolish our bathroom, and he was one of many hands that put his hand up basically to say, yeah, we can help you out. And he finished off the job yesterday, which means we can have a shower. Fantastic.
Excellent. So, everyone needs it.
To Scotty and his crew at Illingworth Plumbing, highly recommend them if you need plumbing services. Illingworth Plumbing, you can look them up on, Google and stuff like that, and you'll find a phone number there. But thumbs up to Scotty and his team.
Can I do a thumbs up?
Sure.
I'd love to give a thumbs up to the Ballarat Blood Donor Centre. Now, I don't know where they find these people, but it's almost like they've had a lobotomy but for kindness.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
It's
a lobotomy
like,
for kindness.
They just had something transplanted into
them. They are great people.
Fantastically kind. You know, it's obviously a big thing to go out and donate your blood. I gave plasma, so it took up a good hour and a half of my day. But when you get treated so well, it's not hard.
And the delicious food they have afterwards.
Sausage roll, iced coffee, brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Thumbs up to all the wonderful people at our blood donor service, which you'll find over in Redan on La Trobe Street.
I just chuck the maps on and off I go, I don't know.
The youngsters of today.
I haven't learnt a street name in years.